This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome back to the Prayers of the Pious. So the figure that we're going to talk about today, unlike many of the figures that we're covering in this series, is an incredibly complex character. And, you know, this is an era where the hero is not always a hero and the villain's not always a villain. Especially if you watch Black Panther, you know exactly what I'm talking about. But this is an interesting character. His name is Abd al-Malik ibn Marwan, radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, rahimahullah. And Abd al-Malik ibn Marwan was a khalifa who undoubtedly accomplished many great things in Islamic history. But he also has a lot of blotches on his record, right? And so a lot of times you're looking at these complex characters and you don't want to completely deny their achievements. But at the same time, you cannot shut your eyes to some of the flaws of these characters. And he was someone that was very self-aware of his flaws and who recognized the complexity of a situation. So he has this dua, this supplication that he makes at the end of his life, that Al-Asma'i, Imam Al-Asma'i rahimahullah said, I actually envied him for him being able to make that supplication for the beauty of those words that he makes at the end of his life. He says, Ya Rabb, O my Lord, Inna dhunubi azima, my sins are enormous. Wa inna qalila afwika a'zamu minha, but a little of your forgiveness is greater than all of those sins. Allahumma famhi bi qalili afwika azima dhunubi. O Allah, so erase with a little bit of your forgiveness the enormity of my sins. It's really interesting because, you know, the dua is so beautiful, the supplication is so beautiful because there is no boasting on his part. This is the acknowledgement of vulnerability. This is the acknowledgement of weakness on his part. This is the, laying it bare as you should in dua. You should be very personal and very emotional with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and acknowledgement. If you look through all of the supplications of the Prophet, peace be upon him, particularly in the context of istighfar and in the context of seeking forgiveness, there is always acknowledgement. Abu'u laka bi ni'matika alayya wa abu'u bi dhanbi. In Sayyid al-Istighfar, the chief of seeking forgiveness, I admit your blessings upon me and I admit my sins. But here, Abd al-Malik ibn Marwan is acknowledging a very important point in that dua, that you will not enter Jannah because of the greatness of your good deeds or because of the lack of your sins. You will enter Jannah by your efforts and qualifying for the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but we are all ultimately in need of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if you think about this life, when the Prophet, peace be upon him, says that of the 100 parts of Allah's mercy, all of them have been reserved for the hereafter, except for one. So all the mercy and compassion that you see in this world, all comes out of that one part of Allah's mercy, and the rest of it is all reserved. The 99 are reserved for the hereafter. Imagine what type of a Lord that you have, how merciful Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, the most beneficent, the most compassionate, the most merciful actually is. And if you can acknowledge, and this is how we should be at the end of our lives, have hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that hope should not excuse us or should not cause us to run away from our obligations and responsibilities, but that hope should be that it was never about me in the first place, O Allah. It is about your mercy. And I recognize and acknowledge that a little bit of your mercy is enough to handle the entirety of my sins. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us for our sins, the big ones and the small ones, the public ones and the private ones, the ones that we recognize and the ones that we fail to recognize. Allahumma ameen. See you all next time, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.